When it comes to doing anything, a sense of selfishness is needed.
Like, you got to be decisive enough in, like, what you are aiming for, know, like, what you enjoy to even be like, well, I like this.
It's also funny because the relationship between you serving people and you making the thing for you, right? You can make something, and this is artistic expression, and then everybody that's listening to the song is like, it's hurting me to listen. Where is the line that you have to draw between, I'm serving these people, but this is also for me?
Get on my
motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area.
Yeah.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If this is your first time here, if this is not, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. We break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. In layman's terms, that means we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be movies, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them and hopefully inspire you to have some of your own. Hey guys, how y'all feeling today?
Good. I want to go to sleep.
I feel that on a spiritual level.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I just woke up, but I've been tired all day. I need some more vitamin D in my life. I need to get my vitamins up. How are you?
Spectacular. Never better.
Let me redo mine. I'm doing great.
That's good. That's definitely a level up.
Yeah.
I still want to go to sleep.
But like, I'm the only person that got energy today.
Actually, yes, it really seems like you're the only person who has energy today.
Because of my free day.
Yeah. It's fine, though. Yeah. It's fine. We'll come alive during the pod. What are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about a topic that, or a phrase that's said all the time, but it holds true in every space of life. Everything isn't for everybody. That's the phrase. So whether it be your content, whether it be your dreams, your thoughts, your goals, aspirations, friends, just you in general, everything isn't for everybody. I believe that holds true in every arena of life.
I agree. I think that it is a hard, a hard concept to accept at times, though, is my opinion. Because, like, although it's true, I feel like growing up, you do want everybody to like what you're doing. And you be like, or you want to be a part of a lot of things. And then sometimes stuff just not for you. Like, legit. And I think that that's like a hard concept to, I guess, digest, for real.
Yeah, I agree. It takes a little bit of growth to understand that everything isn't for everybody. It's in some aspects, it's very easy to accept. In other aspects, it's like, it's not that easy to accept, or it takes a longer time to accept. I'm curious what made you come to this conclusion? Like, was there a specific thing, or you just observations over life?
I feel like it was just an observation through life, or it probably was once I started doing stuff. Hold on, let me choose my words wisely. Once I actually started doing the work, one thing that helped me continue to do the work without overthinking or caring per se was the fact that everything isn't for everybody. So as long as I like it, that's what's most important. Because if I like it and it's true to me, it's authentic to me, at least one person, this is my rule of thumb. If I'm doing something and I like it, at least one person is going to feel the same way I do about whatever it is that I'm doing.
So. Yeah, I agree with that as well. And I think having enough confidence in yourself to be able to make something that you like and recognize that the thing that you made, like, all right, you like it, that doesn't mean that it's going to be likable by
everyone
else, or it's not going to be, everyone isn't going to have the same level of enjoyment from that thing that you have. Is it takes some growth. I know, at least when I was younger, like, the idea, it's like, it feels weird to be like, nah, this isn't for everybody, but because you, when you're making something, you're like, I want everybody to get a chance to experience this. I want everybody to blah, blah. And it's like, everybody's not going to like this, right? Or it, this might not be helpful to everybody.
Right.
Like, and just being okay with that took me a long time.
I got two things. Did you have something?
I did, but it's fine.
No, you go ahead.
It was going to kind of take us off, so you can go ahead and say your two things.
My first thing was to your point when you was talking about everything isn't for you either. When I made the statement, I wasn't even thinking about me. It's okay for me to not like something or not agree with something. Mm-hmm. It was just the fact of what I'm doing. It's okay if everybody doesn't like it or support it or anything of that nature. I didn't even look at it as the other way around. Then the other thing was, to what Damani just said about the topic. I feel like that's why, at least for me, it was so hard for me to figure out who was my target audience or who I wanted my target audience to be. Even with, like, talking about, pardon me, business and target audiences, it's rare to really understand, or it takes a lot of growth, at least for me, to realize that I have the decision to choose who I want to target. Like, who I want to be.
Like, who you want to talk to, speak to.
And it's like, I feel like it takes a certain level of growth. This might be the growing pod. but, yeah, to, like, really understand that the choice is up to me. Like, I don't have to just serve whoever shows up. It's like, nah, I brought this to you. Like, I made this for you, for certain people, because that's who I want to talk to. That type of thing.
And even to that point, like, in a lot of ways, like, we are taught, or it seemed like when we were talking about selling. So, like, we were talking about selling stuff, but, like, we are taught to sell to, or to service, or to, I guess, hope that whoever walks through the door likes our stuff, versus, like, being in a place where, okay, well, I made this for this particular type of person, and, you know, maybe if you're above or below this age, you might not even understand this. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of times, when it comes to my music, I'll use this as an example. What mom always says is, well, what about the kids? I'm not making music for the kids. Like, I'm not making kids pop songs. I'm making, like, R&B. I'm making my music. I'm making what feels right to me. And in that, because a lot of times as a creative, you want everybody to like your stuff, and sometimes not everybody likes your stuff. Even if you are critically acclaimed, a lot of times people don't. They be like, ah, I don't understand why they chose that person. Or people might be able to appreciate your stuff, but it still might not be for them. They might be like, yeah, that's nice, but that's not for me. And that's fine, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think when you have more people, the bigger your thing is that you made, or like the more notoriety you made, the more division you should have in people who like it and who don't like it. So if we're sticking with music, I'll just use Beyonce, right? There's a lot of people who like Beyonce. There are also a lot of people who do not like Beyonce, because her thing that she does, which is like, you could respect it,
mm-hmm.
but her thing isn't made for everybody.
Right.
So it's just, the more people you have that enjoy it, it's also going to be the more people you have that don't enjoy it. And that's okay, too. And I was going to say to one of you guys' points, I don't know who made it, but it was, One thing that I'm learning is that sometimes when I can make things with an intention of somebody in mind, but that doesn't even mean that that group of people is going to like it, mm-hmm. right? So I can make it with this group of people in mind, and they're not the people who resonate with it. It's somebody else who resonates with right. it. So it really just goes to show how little we know what people actually like outside of ourselves. So I think the focus should always be on how much I like it, because I have no idea what anybody else is going to like. The thing that I thought that you guys were going to like here, I'm like, they're going to love this. That one's all right. We like yeah. this other one. And it's like, this wasn't even made for you. This is like, I've never seen you listen to anything like this right. in life. Like, why are you like this one? And it's like, you never really can get a grasp on what other people like.
Yeah, and I think that even goes back to why I lost my point that fast.
But I think that goes to the importance of doing stuff for you, because it's a lot easier to be confident in whatever it is that you're doing if you like it. So, it doesn't matter who likes it or doesn't like it. What's important is that you like it.
This is what I was gonna say. That also goes back to, it doesn't go back to anything here, but from some stuff that I've been talking about in Love the Creative Black Woman, but also knowing what you like. So it's like you got to be decisive enough in like what you are aiming for, know like what you enjoy to even be like, well, I like this. Because also sometimes it's a thing when you're doing something that you might not like it until you get to the end. Like you might be like, I don't know about this. And then by the time you get done with whatever you're doing, you're like, oh, yep, this is exactly what I wanted. Or this is, maybe it's not what I thought I wanted, but it's what I needed. Like, this is what is actually speaking to my soul or whatever. And at that point, it'd be like, yeah, this, I like this, I'm gonna put this out there, or whoever else is gonna gravitate toward it. And I think it also speaks to the fact that people like different things for different reasons. So although we might speculate as to like, okay, like you said, I want this person to like it because it's about this thing and it feels like this and they're going to identify with it. And then it's somebody that's over here on the other side that's like, yeah, I like that. And it might be for a completely different reason, but it's like it still spoke to them. Mm. And I think that doesn't just, I know we're talking about art and creativity, but it goes to a lot of different things in life, like just in life in general. Sometimes you come across things that people just like because they like, and you don't know why. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's okay for that to happen and for you not to know why. But as long as you are, I guess, operating and using and surrounding yourself with the things that you do like, I guess yeah. not all, I guess a little, anyways, I keep going with my point. that's what matters, is that you like it and that you want to do it, because it's okay if this other thing wasn't for you, you know?
Yeah, I know for me, I spent a lot of years attempting to like things that people that I was friends with like. Mm-hmm. So there would be, I'll stick to music as an example. Like, there was a time period when I was in high school, I remember everybody was listening to either, like, a few of my friends were listening to like a lot of A$AP Rocky, or a few of my friends were listening to like Tyler the Creator. At the time, I was like, I was like, nah, I'm gonna listen to it just because. And then as I got older, I mean, I listen to more Tyler now, but back then, if I was okay with, I was a lot more okay with myself, I would have been like, you know what, this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't really, but I think so much of it is this is your friend group. These are people that you like. These are people that you hang out with. You want to like the same things, but literally, like, you can like this movie and I can hate this movie, and that's okay. and that's something that I've learned over the years. And it's such a simple idea, but for some reason, there's this underlying need of we all need to be on the same accord because we're all friends. And I think that's not necessarily the case all the time.
I feel like we need to normalize
ruffling feathers. Like, it's okay for people to not agree with your opinion.
Mm-hmm. And y'all can still be friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't gotta be disrespectful or intentionally hurting or bashing anyone. But if I feel this way, that's just how I feel. Or if I think this certain way, it's not stupid, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
mm-hmm.
That made me think of the networking culture. The culture of networking, going to networking events. I went to a networking event last week, and they just stand like you in the middle of the conversation. If me, Shakoya, Damani having a conversation, people just walk up and just stand there, and it's like, do I know you? and the old me would have just stopped talking, like after. Because it's just like, conversations happen in three. I learned that from these two. Conversations happen in three. You the fourth person, and then it's the fifth person. Now we can either break off into groups, or...
Y'all just going to be watching this conversation?
Yeah, y'all just watching the conversation. It'd be actually kind of awkward. But not awkward, not weird. No.
This also reminds me of when we were just watching that movie on Prime, I think it was.
Love that ending.
Oh.
Right?
Oh
so, my God. So this is this thing, right? Whenever we watch movies as a unit, depending on how the end, we all have different, your preferences for how a movie should end, right? Typically, Breeze, if the ending is too happy, he doesn't like the movie.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah. unless it's an animated movie, he doesn't like the movie. And if it's real life, if it ends kind of happy, he's like, oh, that ending was trash. I'm like, I mean, that seemed like it was a peaceful resolution.
Right.
I didn't have an issue with that specific resolution. Cool. If it's dark, or if it's like if it's a very dark ending, he'd be like, that was good. That was good. That's what I needed.
That again.
That's what I needed.
Five stars. Yeah. Two thumbs up.
Yeah, and we watching this... And we watching this movie, and he like, that was a good movie. I'm like, that was trash. There was so many plot points that they didn't
like connect.
Address, yeah, yes. I'm like, I'm left with more questions than I am with answers.
And
like,
I this know it ain't gonna be no sequel.
Yeah, you know. So, but again, this goes to show we're watching the movie. I still enjoyed the movie, right? I just was like, I would have preferred a different ending. And he's like, ending was good. I like that. That was a good movie. Yeah,
and
I like that.
When we thought it ended, I was like, yeah, that's trash. And then the movie kept going, and it had another ending, and then another ending. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Everybody hated the first ending.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second ending, me and Damani was like, I want to see how that would have played out. And then the third ending.
I didn't want to see how the second one played out.
Oh, no.
That bothered me.
The second one was the more gruesome one.
No, I thought that was the first one.
No, the first one was the luck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Me and Devonnie liked the first ending.
I was like, yeah, that's trash.
I liked the first ending.
Yeah. I was just happy. I was like, oh, go get your girl back. That's cool. That's commendable. I see what you did.
Right. You should be there.
Yeah, we get to the end of the movie. We don't even know if he got his girl back. Right. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. We never know. We just never know.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that's okay.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, but good movie. Very different preferences for how the ending should have went.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting there and we're all on one accord. We all like a lot of the same things. In that moment, it's division. What is this? You like that? That's what you like? It's like, yeah, what, you like that? I'm like, hold on. This is a lot, but this is one of the scenarios that I'm noticing. Like, oh, okay, certain endings aren't for me, or certain movies, they just aren't for me. Yeah. It's cool, but
this isn't for me.
And that's okay. And understanding, and again, y'all were talking about it, but understanding that it really goes both ways. It's not just that everything that you make isn't for everybody. Everything that other people make
isn't for you,
and you got to be okay in understanding. Like, you know, this right here, everybody likes this, but
I don't.
I think this is trash. You know.
And I think it also doesn't have to be like, it doesn't even have to be like a deep conversation or a reason why you don't like it. Like, it could literally just be like, I just didn't like it. Or it's, I just, it didn't feel like it was for me. Like, I didn't feel like this person was talking to me. I didn't feel like this movie had a good, like, it might be like, I didn't feel like they had a good plot. Like, or I just didn't care. Sometimes I turn off TV shows like I did yesterday. So I was like, I don't care about these people. And then I just turned it off. But it's just like a thing where we don't have to like everything. And other people don't have to like everything either. I think that's even kind of switching gears a little bit. Like, as a creator, I think once you, like I said, this is a, like a harder concept to really accept and digest. But as a creator, once you realize that, it's kind of like, oh, I can just move forward and just make what I want to make and not be so, I guess, self-conscious or so, I guess, in my head about who is going to like this and if everybody will like it and if all the people will show up. And it's like, stay true to who you are and your creation, because at the end of the day, there are going to be some people that don't like it, and it's going to be some people that love it. And just focus on the people that love it. They'll reveal themselves. Like,
I was just going to say, I think it's a thing of, for me, I'm only speaking for me, did I finish? So, like, as long as I finish and get the concept out as best as I could, and I'm pleased with it, then we can move to the next. So, I guess when it comes to creating art, I feel like when it comes to doing anything, a sense of selfishness is needed. I think it makes the work better.
I agree.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't even make things with the audience at the front of your mind. Like, unless you're putting yourself in the audience's shoes, like, all the way, unless you are the audience, I don't think you should make it for them, because again, you can't determine what they're gonna like. There's no way for you to know. You might they're gonna love this scene at 55 seconds, and they hate that scene at 55 seconds. They actually love the scene at 54 seconds, and you like, what, that was the filler. That wasn't even the that wasn't even what it was. And something else that it reminded me of too, just thinking about here, you guys thought it also reminded me when we went to Art Basel and Kayla Ray was with us. And all of us, we're looking at the Basquiat paintings. Everybody, we taking pictures. That's fire. That's fire. She was just like, that's trash. And we're like, this $1 million painting is trash. It's trash. I don't get why people like it. And that, it just shows, it goes to show like the beauty of perspective, because some of us could be looking with the same lens, and somebody else's lens could come up and be, nah, that doesn't look good from where I'm sitting. Maybe one day I'll be able to see it from where y'all are sitting, but right where I'm at in my seat, trash. Get that away from me.
Or even a plot twist. You as the creator put something out, or you do something and you're like, I hate this thing, and everybody else loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that thing just isn't for you. But it's for other people. Like, the song True Colors, which, if y'all haven't heard that song, you will never hear it. I did not like that song, but I did it in collaboration with somebody, so I still released it, and I eventually took it down, but people loved that song, and I was like, do not sit right with me. It wasn't for me. Like, it legit wasn't for me. I created it, but it was not for my consumption. So it's like also like those dynamics as well, like the perception, because I mean, we as creators are people too, so our perception of things are also different. So then when you go back to having a level of selfishness when it comes to your creation, it's like making sure that you are pleased before you release anything, so that you can be happy with the things that people are happy listening to from you as well, if that makes sense.
I was going to ask a question, but I think you kind of answered it.
Go ahead.
My question was going to be, when you make things for, do you still make things for other people if it doesn't resonate with you? Not from a moral standpoint, but you're like, I just don't like it. Like, do you still put, like, if your audience asks for this specific thing, and you do this specific thing for them, but you don't like it. Like, you don't like how it came out. You don't like how it's any of the versions. You don't like it. Do you still give them what they asked for or chalk it?
I think the me now would just chalk it. The me now would, because I am, I'm not here to please people. I'm here to please God. I had to come, like, I had to have that, like, I was going to say coming to Jesus moment, but, you know, because I'm here to please God. But I had to grow into that thought process as well, which I'm still growing into because, you know, I just found out I was a parent pleaser. Let's see, go check out my podcast for that. So now, knowing who I am now and having confidence in what I do and who I am, I would just chalk it. I would let them know too, like, hey, I did it. I tested it out. It was trash though. So you probably won't hear it. But yeah, so to me now I would just chalk it.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw it out. But I will say if I made it to completion, there was a part of me that did resonate with it. So it's always gonna be a part of me that resonates with it, but at this point, I can't in good conscience put it out knowing that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, if you guys like it and you expect more of that from me, you're not going to get it anymore.
And you're going to be mad.
Yeah, you know. And two, again, going back to my original point, you never know what people don't even really know what they want when you give it, like, until you give it to them. So they're going to be like, I want this exact thing. I want the last thing you just made. And then you give them the last thing you just made, and they're like, you ain't really grow. And you're like, I didn't grow. And it's like, this is what you asked for. But yeah, we wanted that, but...
Different.
Yeah, different, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know we said we wanted you... We wanted athletic you, but we wanted you athletic, but artsy you.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want just athletic. And it's like, that's not what y'all said, y'all. And it's a moving goalpost, so you can never really get the mark. So that's why I wouldn't do it now. The old me probably was doing that.
Definitely.
But not now. That's not a...
Mm.
I'm only doing things that I can control. It's like, if I can't directly influence it, then it's like, what's the point in me trying to make this thing for you guys? Especially because I don't know what you guys like.
My other thing is, if I do this thing and I hate it, but y'all like it, I'm going to have to hear it. Like, that's... Yeah. And then I'm going to be mad every time I hear it. Or I hear somebody singing it. Or I hear, like, somebody plays it around me because they're like, yeah, this is you. And then I'm like, but that's not the one that I wanted. Don't play that one.
That's literally the plot of the movie.
I was just about to say that. It was exactly with the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the movie that we're talking about is American Fiction.
Yeah, so good movie.
It was
movie.
Really, really good. Spoiler alert.
I know we talked about the ending. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I like that they did have the different endings. But yeah, it's like that. It's like, because if I don't like it, I don't want to hear it. And that's what also happened with True Colors, because other people did like it. And then also, like I said this a bunch of episodes ago, but I was like, I can tell, I said something like, I can tell if we're going to be cool by which song you tell me you like from me. So like, if you tell me True Colors, I'd be like, I hate that song. So I don't know if this is going to work. So now, I mean, maybe, kind of. Anyways, I've grown. I'm healing. Anyways, but... It's just like I had to hear it because other people in my life like the song and they like to play the song, or they will sing it around you and you're like, ah, this is cringy because I'm not going to sing along.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just cringe.
Yeah, I'm saying. And the one thing I feel like you don't want as a creative is like you to make something and then people... Like, you don't like it, you make something that's not true to you, people like it, and now people expect you to make more of it, and you feel like you can't tell them no.
Because it's also like, they think that that's true to you at that mm-hmm. point, because you made it.
And I was just going to say, sorry to cut your wisdom, but to that point, I feel like creators, people in general, the word no hasn't been normalized for real.
That's people in general.
Hey, can you make me this? No. I'm not doing it. As simple as that. You can go ahead. That's all I had.
Oh, I was going to ask next, like, would you chalk it or would you put release or put it out, like?
If it's music, I'm not doing it. Just because everything is going to, everything that I do comes from my perspective. So if I don't like it, I'm not doing it. And if I don't like it, I might not finish it. So music is not getting done. If I'm painting, actually anything is not getting done because at the end of the day, I want to show off what I did. And if I don't like it, it's not getting shown off. So, and it's different when there's expectations attached. So, like, even the commission competition that I did, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really like it. I like what I wrote on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the painting in its entirety, I would throw it away. But I'm not, I'm going to just paint over it and do something.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I think there is a certain time where it's not to ignore people that are giving you critiques about the things that need help. Like if you're making a jacket and your people are saying this jacket is just not comfortable, or mm-hmm. it's like this is just not functional. Like if it's something where it's like you can improve this thing, then you might want it, but you still might not. But I think there's some level of like, all right, I can update this. I see that this wasn't what I intended, and you can kind of update it. But for the most part, it's a no.
But I think it's all in the ask. No, it's really in the way that you present it. So right. So what we said was, if your fans ask you to do this certain thing, right, or let's just say somebody in general, they ask you to do this certain thing, I think that if you don't like it, that means that 9 times out of 10 you weren't true to yourself in the creation of it, right? I think that it might be a thing where maybe you did it exactly how you thought somebody else would do it. Or maybe it was, all right, you did it how you thought that they would like it versus doing it in, like, the Being Breeze way. Like, adding your perspective to whatever that painting was. Or creating the song still in, like, the way of Damani versus, all right, they asked for this song that sounded like, for lack of a better example, Drake. So then you just did a song that sounded like a Drake song or whatever, and it's like it didn't have you in it. Like it, so then you don't like it. But it's like, well, if you would have did like a Drake song by way of Damani, it would have sounded different. It would have felt different. The experience would have been different, and you possibly would have created something that was completely new. It might not have sound nothing like a Drake song, but it was something. Yeah, it would be something that like was inspiration from what they asked, but also something that was true to who you are as an artist, as a person. But same thing, like, well, with you talking about like the jacket and stuff, if you're trying to just do a replica of somebody else's piece, or if they're saying, okay, well, this is uncomfortable, well, how would me as the designer make this more comfortable, not me as like whoever my design teacher would like do it, like how would me, the designer who made the first jacket, what would I do to make this more comfortable but also still be true to the style of the jacket or the essence of whatever I'm doing?
I also feel like this is a complex conversation, because even jumping into other people's shoes or how somebody else do it, oftentimes it'll take you to a different space, because we don't know exactly how they'll do it. A lot of the how they'll do it is just an assumption. So what they would actually do is nowhere near what you did, thinking about what they would actually do.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a level of beauty in that, because
it's always still going to be you creating whatever the thing, whatever it is that you're creating. So even if you're doing it with the lens of somebody else, it's just you doing a Drake impersonation via Sequoia or whatever, right? And I think it's also funny because the relationship between you serving people and you making the thing for you, right? It's a complex conversation, similar to how Breeze was saying, because on the one hand, you can make something and this is artistic expression. I'll stick with the example of a song. If I'm making a song and I'm like, all right, this is what the song is, I'm giving it to you guys, and then everybody that's listening to the song is like, the song is mad loud. Like, it's hurting me to listen, right? Mm-hmm. Where is the line that you have to draw between I'm serving these people, but this is also for me? So, you know, I'm learning, I'm like, it's a interesting line, because some days it's like, all right, yeah, now you, I mean, you're serving people. It's not even really for you, but at the end of the day, it's still for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it starts off as for you before you begin serving people.
Or maybe it starts off as you serving people and then it becomes for you.
It could.
I think it just
depends on the person.
It depends on the person, how you create. You know, not everything is for everybody. Like, even, I don't know, like, y'all making some good points. Even, like, looking from a different perspective, that is a good way to create different things. But I don't know, this is a very nuanced conversation, like you guys said.
I was just going to say, even making stuff like other people, that's kind of like AI. So, like, mm-hmm. all we're going off of is our knowledge of what we heard from or mm-hmm. what we heard or seen from said person. So, and yeah, and then doing it in the way that we think they would do it.
My example was more so if you decided to do the exact same, like try to make an exact replica of what they had already done.
But
even still, it could still lead you to a different thing. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're right.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's so many ways that you could even look at this topic.
So many ways to skin a cat.
Why do people say that?
I heard somebody say that a couple of days ago. I forget what I was watching. But
like, who came up with that? Like, who was out here just skinning cats?
Probably the same person who was milking cows.
A farmer?
I mean, the first person to milk a cow, it was like, eh. I mean, it probably was a farmer, but
what do they say with milking cows?
Nothing. I'm just saying, like, the first person that it was. Listen, they probably was skinning cats a bunch of different ways. Listen, it's a million ways to skin a cat. And it's like, it was probably that same person. He was out there just getting milk from cows and skinning cats in 30 in a million different ways.
But what are you skinning cats for?
This his hobby.
What?
I don't know.
What are you using the fur for? I have so many questions.
But going back to the original topic.
my bad, y'all.
You good. I think when you're making something as if you're somebody else, like, perfect example, when I was thinking of, I know Andre 3000 said that Prototype was him doing best Anita Baker impersonation.
Yeah.
Right. It
didn't sound
anything like it to it, but and people love that song. And he's like, I just thought I wanted to make something that felt like an Anita Baker song. And we appreciate it, even though that the intention was to make it like somebody else, because he can't not make something that sounds like him without, like, regardless, everything is going to sound like him.
But I think, okay, so that goes back to one of our previous episodes, which I'll link somewhere, when we talked about... when we talked about how everybody be just trying to do, like, the copy and paste, like,
mm-hmm.
they're just rather than having your own sound or your own style of things, like just doing what other people are doing, I feel like that only works if you have your own, you already have or know what you like in your creation, or you have your own sound, or you have your own signature thing, or I don't know how to describe it, but you got your own stuff. Where was I going? I don't know.
I think I know where you're going. I'm taking a guess here. Okay. But, so, in order for people to be able to do that, to imitate somebody and it still feel like them, they have to have their own sense of self, is what you're saying.
Yes, that sense of self.
Cool. Yes. Just wanted to make sure.
But I think that, so then going back to the example of everything not being for everybody, or even with the example of if they ask you to make a particular thing and you don't like it, it's like maybe you don't like it because it didn't come out. Like with Andre 3000 song, he might have been like, dang, I don't like this because it don't sound like Anita Baker, and that's what I was going for. But it might be something that is phenomenal that's made from it. But that's because he has his own sense of self. So I think that even in knowing what you like, or even knowing what's for you, you have to have your own sense of self before you can be like, I would just scrap it, or I don't like this because da da da, or you gotta know what's for you and what's not for you by knowing who you are. Cause without that, you're not gonna know. You're just gonna go along with what everybody else like, and you're gonna feel weird about certain things, but you're not gonna know why, and then you're not gonna explore why, because you might not even want to get to know yourself. So
that's deep.
I'm just saying.
Know yourself, know your worth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But
yeah, and I was dang, I don't know where my point went.
My bad.
You good? It wasn't your fault. Yeah. Actually,
prototype.
Another thing I was gonna say was, I just think the entire process of, like, you discovering what works for you, or what is for you, and what isn't for you, it's like it's a journey, and it takes a lot of like us like learning ourselves and also learning what I'm not. So understanding, like, I can see somebody else doing it. This is what I was gonna say. I can see somebody else doing it, and like the reason why I think comparison is such a big problem for a lot of people is because you go into it assuming that everything is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into it assuming that everything is for everybody, then it's like, oh, if this worked for them, it should work for me. Or why isn't my thing working like how their thing is? And it's like, when it comes to success, everything we talked about, what we were talking about, but literally like success, everything isn't for everybody. So the way that Breeze does it is not going to work for you. The way that you do it isn't going to work for Breeze. And it's like, there's so many nuances to everything that you have to kind of like pay attention to, but you really just have to pay attention to what's working for you.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of like self work to be able to know, like, all right, that's working for him for reasons that I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
This is gonna work for me for reasons that only I can see, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And I was just gonna say, I might be reiterating what you just said, but we be looking for outside answers. So mm-hmm. External, we be looking for the answers externally.
Mm-hmm.
So we compare ourselves because it looks like they're doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nah, they just press record. That's it. It was an accident. They might not even be able to duplicate
it.
But it's like, since they did it and since we saw it and we like it, it's like, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
They did that right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, then I feel like that causes us to go back into a cycle of overthinking. And something I saw, I forget the lady name, but I'm going to edit this, so I'm going to put her name
mm-hmm.
in there. I'm going to make sure it go right over my head.
Yeah.
But she was saying overthinking equals mistrust or not trusting yourself.
Mm.
So basically, the key to not overthinking is to make a decision. So the quicker you make a decision,
the less you'll overthink. Because I'm gonna put her name right here, and I'm gonna put the video down here in the description.
It's not gonna be floating down here.
It's gonna be
in the description.
Yeah, and two things. One, I think I like that a lot, because when you're overthinking, you haven't made a decision, so you actually don't know what's working yet. You're just in your head. So if you decide, if you're like, I need to go, I don't know if going left or going right is better. If you decide to go left, you can find out very quickly if left was the right way to go.
That's what she said.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Gotcha.
That's where I was going.
I'll also add to that, if you make the decision quicker, you give yourself less time to talk yourself out of doing stuff. Because a lot of times if we're sitting there thinking about doing it, then we'll start talking ourselves out of it, or like, all right, well, why should I do this? Or maybe I need to list out some reasons, like just do the thing. It's not about to put anybody in danger. You just are saying, pick up the pencil. Like, that's it. That's the decision. Like, so I think that is also why it works so much better too.
Yeah. And I mean, it gives you a chance to mess up quicker. So again, if we have a choice between left and right, And I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go right. And you're sitting there thinking, well, it's right, or it's left, right, or it's right. All right, cool. Let me go next. I've already found out that right isn't the right decision, and I'm already going left. And then I'm on to the next decision, and I'm on to the next decision. And you're still thinking about the first decision. Yeah. It's like, let's just do something, and then figure out if that was the right something to do.
Yeah,
and it's just like everything else. Basically, like, the more shots we put up, the easier it is for us to... We wasting less time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if I shoot 1,000,000 shots, I'll get 1,000,000 answers. So I'm 1,000,000 times closer than I would be if I only took 10 shots.
Or if you was thinking about taking 10 shots. Yeah,
just the thought of, 1,000,000, I gotta make 1,000,000 decisions. 1,000,000 shots. If you do it, you don't have to think about it.
Right.
There's literally no thought, and just do it, and you don't have to think about it. And were you about to say something? Okay. I was going to say something else that I thought about when Breeze was talking. When we're imitating, sometimes people imitate the people's process thinking that they're going to get the exact same result.
Because
that's the reason why most people are imitating. Or it's like you're imitating the process thinking that that process is what made them them. They were already them. They made the process. That just happens to be their process. So, like, imitating their process isn't going to make you them. You just have, like, imitating their process just gets you a different result.
Yeah, your version of
their result. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not even, and so you'll never be them. It's always going to be you. It just so happens if you're going to try their process, you're going to get a different kind of result.
Or if it's not for you, if their process is not for you, it's not going to get you their version.
Not at all.
It's not going to get you your version of their, whatever they accomplished. It just might not work. Like that, sad but true, it just might not work. Sometimes that happens. I had to learn that on this journey that we're on for the past, like, few months of even just, like, learning. I'll use, like, the SEO and all that stuff, for example. Like, some of the stuff, it's not for me. And, like, I tried it, and it didn't work. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but I had to find my own way. But I'm just, that's just another thing of recognizing, like, not everything is for everybody. I think a lot of things we walk into thinking that we're going to get the exact same result because there is a particular blueprint that we found, or they're like, this is the blueprint to do da-da-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes I'll even go into mixing. I'm mixing, but I'm not getting the same exact result because I don't actually know why you're doing what you're doing, because you decided to speed up the video, okay? And you ain't explaining this part, okay? But anyways, so.
Yeah, it's true. People are speeding up the video.
But just knowing, like, okay, well, at this point, sometimes it's a thing where you'll have guidance up to a point, and then you gotta make your own decision. Going back to that, like, you have to make your own decision to be like, all right, well, this don't sound like how it sounded on there. So did he go left or did he go right? Am I gonna go left or am I gonna go right? Let me go left and see what happens. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, you try going right. And if that don't work either, then we got to start over again. That's what it is. Like, we might have to just start from scratch. Like, because you might not get that same result. And it might be some reason that, like, you can't see, like they were saying, that is the reason why they were able to get to this point. And because you don't have that piece, it's like, this is your own story. Your story is not going to look like exactly like theirs. So even when you're talking in the space of creation, like, you're creating a story when you're creating something. There's a storyline that you're walking through while you're sewing, while you're painting, while you're writing, whatever it is. And your story is not going to look exactly like the next person over. So while you're building this story, recognize that you are building your own unique story. And you're not going to have the answers at every turn. You're going to have to make a decision of your own. And it's okay.
Yeah. The example I was thinking of was thinking about how Chris Brown makes his songs. I've watched a video about his engineer, about how he's going through the process. He's recording, he comes over the line, and then his engineer is cutting it, like, almost immediately, yeah, so that he can kind of just go through, and that's how he's writing his songs. If you don't write songs like that, you not going to get that result. Like, that's not... Man, like, maybe that's not the way the song is going to come out for you, you know? Or, again, even like how Lil Wayne was writing his songs. He's doing a line, and he's punching it. That method isn't going to work for every individual. Some of y'all need to sit down and write.
Right, because...
Some people can do it. Some people do it in a different way, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you in that same result. We like to think that it's going to, just because we like how people do things. Oh, this person seems cool. I want to be like this person. That's admirable, but admirable.
Admirable.
I don't know if it,
it's admirable. Yeah,
admirable. I feel like you can use both. Anyway, we're gonna move past that. But the end result is never gonna be you being them. It's always gonna be you making something, and all right, well, is this a diet version of them, or is it
100% you? And to your point, also, some people don't sound the same when they punch in, okay? You gotta practice punching in, okay? It's not the easiest thing.
Yeah, sometimes your voice be different.
It'd be different on that next take, so I need y'all, if you just punching in every line, I need you to find your formula.
Find your engineer,
find your formula, get whatever teas, waters, milk, don't get milk. Whatever you need, make sure your voice sound the same on that next take. But just know, it ain't as easy as it sounds. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I had. I had nothing else.
All right.
I don't got nothing else either.
I was just gonna say that all of this pretty much leads back to knowing what you like. Knowing what, I guess, who you are in your creative space, in your regular life, and also recognizing, like, everything ain't for everybody, and that includes you, too. They don't gotta like your stuff, and you don't gotta like their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. But make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you want to watch this podcast live, check out The Gray Area Patreon for the low price of $3 a month.
True.
You can watch this podcast live, as well as Love the Creative Black Woman and other content we got for y'all. We definitely appreciate each and every one of y'all. Comment below. Let us know your thoughts on everything not being for everybody. Is that something that you walk through life confidently in, or is it something that you're just now figuring out? Oh, also, if you made it to the end of this video, put a hand clapping emoji in the comments as well. We greatly appreciate each and every one of y'all, and we will see you guys next week. Woo!
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Dang. Hold on. There's one other part I wanted to do. If you like this video, make sure you check out the video that's linked here. You'll enjoy that too. I forgot what it's called because I ain't named it yet, but you'll enjoy that too. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.